This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole, and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave. Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
That's it, we did it!
We did it!
Thank God it's Friday!
Alright, not only dancing of the weekend, but apparently drinking heavily too. Are you
Yay!
Ready?
Oh, wait a minute.
Wait, no. Hydrogen water. Not that.
Oh, okay.
Right. Actually,
okay.
Somebody was caught drinking heavily. We'll get to that in a moment. But hey, welcome to the weekend, folks. My friend, Super Don here. Got a great show lineup for you. Dr. Sunil Pai and Inflammation Nation. We got Dr. Roseanne Lindsay. Yep, naturopath. She's awesome. Nature of Healing. We're going to talk about the, well, Super Don, your favorite subject, the Hegelian dialectic.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
How cool is that?
Look, it's a cool subject. It's just a very fun word to say.
I know,
like,
you love
very
that.
Much, along with bureaucratic oligarchy. So,
right.
When the Hegelian dialectic and the bureaucratic oligarchy
get together,
run into each other, yeah. It causes a tornado. I think, right?
Some kind of tornado. Yeah. And you know, we're going to do this Roseanne style. She's got it. And I believe the oligarchy might be in her article as well. So y'all check it out. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And, yeah, great stuff coming out. You know, how close are we in relation to fruit flies? It's embarrassing, you know? It's like you get upset with Roseanne making a Planet of the Apes reference, but, you know, we're really all descended from flies. So, you know, just chill out, okay?
And that's Roseanne Barr, by the way, not Roseanne Lindsay.
Right, yeah, exactly. Okay. We got to make all the right. distinction. And by the way, Roseanne Barr spells her name R-O-S-E-A-N-N-E, and Roseanne Lindsay spells it R-O-S-A-N-N-E. So, we got it covered. Check it out in the show notes. And if there's a misspelling, it's not my fault. It's Super Don.
Okay.
So.
Well, now that we've settled that.
Right. Let's go to McDonald's. Shall
Yay!
We?
Yay! Wait a minute. Hold what? On. Heavy drinking what? And McDonald's?
All in one try.
What show is this?
This is the Damage Your Liver show.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Well, you know, we got to talk liver health from time to time here. And it's an interesting article. And that's to say the least. Natural News. This shows intellectual integrity. Yep. Because, obviously, we were big fans of the documentary film Super Size Me when it came out.
Huge.
We interviewed Morgan Spurlock and Alexandra Jameson. Morgan and Alex were there together at that time. And she, you know, was more vegan-focused, trying to, you know, help heal Morgan from going on this 30-day binge that I don't think he made it. Did he make it through the 30 days? He was very sick during that time.
Right.
And if you remember that Super Size Me, I've referenced it, for instance, the first day he gets supersized and he ends up throwing it up as a great analogy to a body that says, you know what, we need to reject things that don't belong in our body. And if you can eat that food and not have that response, you're already in a chronic state of adaptation. You're chronically ill. Now, one of the things that, if you remember from that movie, which was pretty fascinating, where he had a doctor and analyze his you know, chemicals in his body, blood, this, that, lipids, all that. They said, my gosh, your liver is in rough shape. It looks like, you know, you have an alcoholic liver, fatty liver, you know, and then they presented it as if McDonald's did this in the time frame that he was, you know, supersizing his diet that month. Now this recent reveal from apparently, I don't know what it was, a rant they're calling it, where he was on the Me Too thing and Morgan Spurlock's claiming that he has, you know, been a bad boy in terms of sexually harassing women for years. And he also referenced, whether it's true or not, I don't know, that he was a heavy drinker for 30 years, consistently since the age of 13. Which begs the question of this analysis, did they do a pre-McDonald's test for these liver enzymes and things, and a during and post? And I don't know the answer to that, but it, you know, it begs the question of, well, is it accurate to say that the Supersize Me diet caused this alcoholic liver in, you know, 2 weeks to 4 weeks?
Well, it's, gosh, man, you know, is it just me, or is it like, just over the past, like maybe year or two, it's like the big thing is about all these huge reveals about people, right, that you weren't expecting,
right,
in the news, and so it's like, I'm just looking at this, and I'm going, man, apparently he did say, and this is all about, let's see, all right, so there was this Me Too rant confession that he gave about how, and he said, and he admitted, and I mean, I guess you got to give him points for this, that he's been sexually harassing women for years. Okay. So making that claim, I suppose you could say that was some form of bravery, courage. But then people take it to the next level and they said, all right, so if, you know, if you were lying about that and being, you know, untruthful, then does that mean that you were lying about what happened with the Supersize Me thing? And so they dug in, and they apparently, in explaining his lack of sexual self-control, Spurlock, and the article here says, whined, "It is because I've consistently been drinking since the age of 13. I haven't been sober for more than a week in 30 years. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So then you kind of go back into the history of the Supersize Me, and the doctor that examined him during the experiment that he did warned Spurlock, and as you were saying, that all the junk food was pickling his liver, and his liver looked like an alcoholic's after a binge.
Right.
So if you put all of that together, it begs the question, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is the situation that we saw with his liver due to McDonald's, or is it due to the fact that, in his own words, he hasn't been sober for more than a week in 30 years? Because obviously, you know, if he's drinking like that, that's going to have an effect on his liver.
Well,
so really, I mean, wow, this is like not good.
Well, and I think that, just so you know, this is, I mean, we're not going to McDonald's. That's not our point in this.
No.
But the reality, you know, if you're going to be open about this in the scenario of an alcoholic fatty liver in 2 to 4 weeks on McDonald's, even if you supersize, you know, I don't know how likely that is. I know that there are issues. I don't dispute that. And I'm not suddenly going, yeah, now I'm going to go back and eat the food I used to grow up on eat, right? No, that wasn't good for me either. And I guess the point is here, what can contribute to an alcoholic liver, even if you don't drink alcohol? And it's been true that if you abuse your body with toxic foods, you know, dehydrating your system because you're not drinking enough water, all of these things do contribute. But again, the question is, you know, that specific movie, that specific claim, we now have to look at it differently.
It calls it into question,
yeah,
you know, and so it's one of those things where now you kind of have to go, well, maybe there was something else going on there. And that's just too bad, you know, I mean, because he really influenced a lot of people. And I think in a positive way,
I think
you can't take that away from him.
No, I don't want to remove the goodness that movie has done to reveal things that are still, I believe, true. But specific to that, I mean, props to Natural News for publishing this, because if we have a bias, obviously it's bias away from fast food and away from, you know, abusing your body with alcohol. But that doesn't mean we are so biased that we won't say, hey, you know what? That might not have been an accurate claim that he did the Supersize Me diet and had a liver that. You know, it takes however old you are to get where you are, right? There can be acute exposures. And there's another article here on Natural News we should point out, since we're on the subject of livers. And that is 6 causes of liver damage. It's an interesting poster, if you will, visual, that goes through some basics to consider. And one of these things is, you know, number one on my list, chemical residues from drugs, prescriptions, vaccines, dental amalgams, food and pollution, right? Because these are constant, even though you're not getting a vaccine every day, the fact that you'll get injected with this stuff, your body has to deal with it. And your liver is your main organ for elimination. If it's overwhelmed, or if this puts it over the top, again, everything else is added into the mix. Another common feature of a liver problem is drinking alcohol and smoking, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Almost moment of dull level scenario. That also is dehydrating to the body, but very challenging to the body's ability, the liver's ability to transform waste. And that can, again, increase the stress from the other stresses. Consumption of unhealthy fats, refined sugars, and flours. Now, particularly trans fats, those are hydrogenated oils. When you go to refined sugars, you're going to push the liver beyond its limits. And refined flours, which is refined carbohydrates. And, of course, now the flours we find, even some organic, you got to be careful, saturated with glyphosate, another known toxin, which then the liver will have to try to address. Chronic anger. This is a great acknowledgement that when you detox the liver and you feel angry for no apparent reason, you store anger in the liver. That organ is associated with it. So deal with the anger in another way, and it will help your liver to heal. A lack of sleep, insomnia, you don't have regeneration, the liver is more active while you sleep. That's very important to support that normal pathway, and it needs you to rest, to recover, to regenerate, to detoxify. The last one here is I just went around this clockwise when y'all see this image, and Super, I don't know if you put this in the notes or not, but you can see it now. Poor food combining and overeating. Now, when your digestive system is taxed and overworked and just imbalanced, food combining can become a very important thing because you're just too weak to separate it out. I believe that our bodies have an innate intelligence, and you can handle eating things that don't seem to go together. But let's be honest about most people's digestive systems are not optimal. So being cautious to eat things in an appropriate manner, fashion, and, of course, quantity, that's the thing. Overeating can disrupt the microbiome. As I've talked about for years, that you don't necessarily catch the flu every flu season. It can be the result of a lot of parties over the from Halloween to Thanksgiving to Christmas time, causing the microbiome to be upset, and that creates a scenario where your immune system is compromised from within, and so you don't necessarily get sick because of somebody sneezing on you. So again, think about this when we're talking about healing the liver. What are the things that are assaulting the liver? How do we prevent those things from being the ongoing inflow that creates the scenario, whether 2, 4, or 6 weeks of McDonald's will do that or not, Morgan Spurlock.
Indeed. Well, I guess food for thought, right?
Good. Yeah, nicely
there
said.
You go.
Speaking
there
of food for thought, take that whole food selenium, get the liver working well, detoxify your body, drink lots of good echo water. How about healing that microbiome? How about, let's see, let me think, beta-glucan for the immune system, CBD to help heal the gut as well, and of course, Dr. Sunil Pai. We've got him coming up because we're going to talk about the microbiome in a way you haven't heard because it relates to the fruit fly and it relates to Ayurvedic medicine as well. And then after the top of the hour news break, we're going to be back with Roseanne Lindsay, Nature of Healing, and we're going to talk about the Hegelian dialectic in ways you've never heard either. Stick around. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yesterday on the show, we did a whole segment about the microbiome, and there was a third article in the triumvirate of articles that just spoke my friend Sunil Pai's name. Dr. Pai is back on the Robert Scott Bell Show talking microbiome and more. How are you doing, my buddy?
Thank you very much for inviting me back. It's great to be back.
It's good to be with you. Of course, some people know you as the Rock Doc because you the musical guy as well, and there's a whole well-rounded. Yeah.
It is
awesome what you do. And, of course, you're author of An Inflammation Nation, and we have that linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. But for our new listeners that haven't tuned into what you're doing, the basis for the book and your reason for being as a physician, a medical doctor, who has definitely left a lot of that medical box behind, but of course embraces the science that we like here too.
Right. And, you know, I'm being one of the first formally trained integrative medicine physicians now, almost 20 years ago. It's like we look at how to really move the patient into wellness by using the most natural and safe, effective therapies. But we're evidence-based, so we look at both conventional, natural, alternative, and traditional medicines, with an eye of scrutiny, but with an openness that we incorporate it, we use it if there's data, even if it's in another language or another country.
Yeah.
It's like we're not biased that it has to only be from, made in USA, for example, but we have to look at, we're ranking, 46 out of 48 industrial nations in terms of outcomes of all chronic disease. So we're at the bottom of the barrel, everybody, and so we have to look at what are these other 45 countries ahead of us are doing. And so we focus in on our clinic and in my specialty in my book, An Inflammation Nation, which is available at aninflammationnation.com, is that you can use natural therapies and you have to change, what I call the 10 definitive steps to improving your health. And it's moving towards an anti-inflammatory lifestyle. And that means, you know, eating an anti-inflammatory diet. We look at microbiome. We look at keeping your immune system strong, developing community, self-belief and spirituality. And, you know, just all the things that you talk about on your show, it's all kind of compiled in one book with thousands of references to all the studies.
So for people that are intrigued already, and I'm sure they are if they haven't heard about you yet, you actually have a practice as a physician that people can come see you, or is it, you know, some people are doing just remote things?
Yeah, actually, we do both. So we do, we see people, and we have a nice facility here now for over 12 years. We have a integrative medicine, health, and lifestyle center called Sangevity. You can go to www.sangevity.net. That's spelled S-A-N-J-E-V-A-N-I, Sangevity.net, to learn more. But we're a full-service center, so we do the integrative medicine consultations. We do allergy. We do acupuncture. We do massage. We do all the panchakarma, the Ayurvedic treatments of traditional and real detoxification, yoga, meditation. We have a full pharmacy. You know, I formulate basically 90% of what we have in our facility, and we assist in conducting clinical trials and publications on the natural therapies. And we do education and lectures. We go shopping with our patients. We cook with our patients. We show them how to change their diet and lifestyle for positive health benefits.
Beautiful. And you're located in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Wonderful. Albuquerque, yeah. New Mexico.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so
we also do health coaching from afar. So a lot of people who can't come into Albuquerque, then we kind of flip our hats and say, instead of doing a consultation, we're more of a coach, and we can still do all the testing and all the evaluation and recommendations and all from afar. Absolutely.
Beautiful. And before we get into microbiome discussion, we've got you on for the rest of this hour, which I'm excited for the timing for this, heading into the weekend. The evidence, you use the term evidence, and a lot of times evidence is used as a kind of like a cross against the vampire. If, you know, it's like, as opposed to being what it is, it's because it's more than just one thing, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, if you look at an integrative approach, the benefits that we have, like even in publications of like the integrative medicine textbook, which I've done the chapter for many years coming now, is that we look at evidence versus harm. And sometimes, for example, like Robert, you use a lot of homeopathy. You talk a lot about homeopathy.
Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful results. And sometimes, you know, we have case reports. And now, for example, with some of the cancer treatments that we offer and supportive therapies, you know, we have oncology published data, you know, even, you know, via research. The MD Anderson oncologist using certain homeopathic protocols coming from India showing benefits. But we also have to show that, you know, although we don't have a large double-blinded randomized controlled study, say we have a group of maybe 15 people before, during, and after that they've published. These are doctors, they're not just alternative journals. But the thing is, we also show that there's no harm. And when there's no harm, why not people try these wonderful things? You know, you use them for hundreds or some of these for thousands of years.
Yeah.
So the idea is that sometimes, you know, even though we have a drug that might be on the market, you see a television commercial, it also can kill you.
Right.
And it also has a variety of large side effects. So we have to really balance the benefit and, you know, the risk and the harm and the risk and benefits. And sometimes, you know, the risks are so high that you really don't get much of a benefit. And I think always trying, you know, lifestyle changes, which have been proven over and over again, being the first.
First, and then do no harm. Stand by. We got to take a break. Dr. Sunil Pai is my guest this hour, and he really does honor the first do no harm principle. We're going to talk about the microbiome next.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, we're continuing now with our discussion with Dr. Sunil Pai, and of course the websites are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including his book, An Inflammation Nation. We have that linked up, and Sanjeevani.net, which is the clinic that you have. And also, Dr. Pai, it's nice because we've got listeners all over the world. Maybe you want to reach out and consult with you that can't get to Albuquerque, and I'm so glad you offer that, because We just don't have enough healers that are truly healers, those that teach people how to heal themselves, that actually talk about diet and nutrition and energy medicine and homeopathy and embrace all of these concepts. And again, put the people who are in need first, that we, whatever we're going to do to help you, it's not going to harm you.
Right. And we always, since we're evidence-based, we always look at how do we improve the outcomes. Our goal is not saying, this therapy is better than that therapy. That's a lot of ego-driven, medicine and alternative medicine. What we want to look at is like, how do we improve your outcome based on what you are taking or currently taking, and what is out there in the evidence in the literature that you should be adding or replacing or using in conjunction with that will improve your outcome.
Beautifully said. So what can we do here with this story? I thought of you immediately. Maybe you can figure out why. It's a headline that says the secret to longevity is in the microbiome and the gut. Now, before I get into what they studied or how they figured this out, it was fascinating to me. Not only did they talk about, the microbiome, the bacterial balance that's necessary for so many functions in the body, but also they talked about Ayurveda and a remedy called Triphala. Maybe you can make sure I'm pronouncing it right.
We say Triphala, but yeah, either way.
Right? Yeah, so, and they talk about conditions like IBS, neurodegenerative diseases, depression, all the things that we love to talk about and link and connect. But what was unique about this study is that it addressed this microbiome in terms of not just health and disease, but longevity as well. And the use of, again, Ayurvedic remedies, which I know you're very well schooled in. And so it's a unique skill set that you have as a physician to look at and analyze these studies and then bring it out to the practical. So I'm just fascinated by this, and I'm fascinated by what you bring to this.
Yeah, because, one of the interesting things is that we look at the microbiome, and for the listeners, the microbiome is the gut. And the gut, we now know, is the main source of where your health will start and begin with. Ayurvedic medicine for over 4,000 years, and even Chinese medicine, every time you see a traditional Ayurvedic practitioner, say in India, or a Chinese medicine practitioner in China, they always look at your digestion. And the importance of that is because how you digest, how you break down your foods, how do you absorb them, assimilate them, and excrete them is important. That's your basic building blocks of how you're going to get your nutrients from your food, or the nutrients from your drugs, or your supplements, or your natural therapies. If that is off, then even the therapies, even if you get the best therapy, it's off.
Right.
And we now know that there's a whole, what we call gut-brain axis, which my book covers a whole section of microbiome. And now we understand that, this 35-foot long tract has over 100 trillion, probiotics, which are about 1,000-plus species. And these species, help with absorption of certain proteins, carbohydrates, and fats. And they also keep our immune system strong. The problem is, through the standard American diet, and, certain three treatments that we sometimes have to take, like we have had surgeries, or we had an infection, and we took an antibiotic. But these things have long-term ramifications of kind of disrupting that microbiome.
Well, exactly. And the things that we learn, and I was raised pharmaceutically, medically. So, the bridge for me is that awakening when I realized there were limitations of modern medicine. Not only that, the limitations could be disastrously dangerous in terms, and I don't mean that they intended to harm me. That wasn't my perspective. But at a certain point, do we just go back because they're the so-called experts? But what are they experts in? I mean, you had to go outside of your medical physician training to learn what you've learned to be able to help patients the way you do. And again, that's to your credit, because not everybody makes that leap once they get trained.
Right. And I think the benefit is then you get to sit on both sides of the table at the same time. Right. A lot of times I think, unfortunately, Robert, when people are more in the holistic or wellness aspect or natural world, they'll say, well, if you're not an MD, then you don't get to sit at the table. The idea is that, hey, so now that you get dual board certified, you publish in journals and publish in medical textbooks and all, you get all the certifications and you do it, you can say exactly, this is correct and this is not correct. And you can criticize the data correctly, so if need be, with the validation of that you're not coming in from a quote-unquote, you don't have the same view or education standpoint.
Yeah, well, it's a shame that people, are highly intelligent that can reach that doctorate status, but at the same time, they don't use their critical thinking skills at a certain point, and that's problematic whether you have a degree or not. But here we are, back to the microbiome, and I find this fascinating because how did they do this? They got to the fruit fly, which has a very, very short lifespan, relatively speaking, and measured in days. And in this case, they found one specific thing that was significant. I don't know the exact percentage, but if they're typically living 40 days, when they fed these these fruit flies, something that was beneficial to their microbiome, whether it was probiotics or the Triphala or Triphala, however you say it, they increased their lifespan 26 days in addition to the 40 days they would normally live. Now, that's over 50% extension in lifespan.
Right. So two things. It's amazing data. And number two, it's interesting how close we are genetically related to the fruit fly.
Yeah,
I think it's like 70% instead of the study. So I'm like, wow. So anyways, we're not so different from everything else, right? There's always this oneness as we always talk about.
Yes.
So very interesting data. And obviously it was nice that they're actually using some natural therapies like Triphala, which we can talk about as well.
So if we're looking at, for instance, Ayurvedic, of course, is working with the body. And next hour, my good friend Roseanne Lindsay, who's a naturopath, always talks about, you know, if we're not observing and learning from nature, we're doing it wrong, right? And so this concept of observing what they've done in a short lifespan scenario, seeing it, you know, very rapidly how the benefit to a system like the microbiome impacts not only in disease remediation, but perhaps just the genuine ability to be here longer, if that's your goal and intent, in a healthy way.
Right. And one of the things that people kind of are amazed with, you know, studies like this, but if you go out, if I talk to like a traditional Ayurvedic doctor, and we have some great friends who run schools and, you know, who are Indians also here in the United States who are like the leaders in Ayurvedic medicine, they'd be like kind of laughing at the study because they'd be like, yeah, we have hundreds of studies like this. You know, we've been doing this for thousands of years. Because one thing in Ayurvedic medicine is not just the treatment of diseases, is that there's a whole section. Like, remember, there's all the eight branches of medicine comes out of Ayurveda. So we have, you know, surgery, we have ophthalmology, we have ENT, we have, you know, internal medicine, pediatrics, gynecology, psychiatry, toxicology. But they also have a section called rejuvenative therapies, and we call it rasayanas. These are, so it's not only these are things that are treating the body for an imbalance or a disease function, but these are things that actually help increase the rejuvenation and the longevity. So that's a concept, you know, everybody's like, you know, everybody says like, oh, the Anti-Aging Medical Society, A4Ms and all these, you know, it was, that word was coined in 1980 or whatever. No, that was, longevity and anti-aging has been around for 4,000 years or more. So it's very interesting, and that's the nice thing about these medicines, or these actually natural therapies, and actually Triphala, which is actually three fruits, so it's actually a plant-based medicine, in fact, it actually does all of those things, and we can talk about that.
Yeah, and you know, where East meets West in medicine here is we're seeing this, because this study was apparently conducted through the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai in New York, and they chose to do this Triphala, and maybe you can give us a little more insight into, again, this plant-based medicine that is used in conjunction with probiotics for the microbiome. What do you perceive is happening here, knowing what you know about these Ayurvedic remedies?
So one of the things about Triphala, so Triphala is actually the second most common Ayurvedic remedy or therapy that's given daily worldwide. Okay, so more of this, like, so the second most, you know, popular thing in terms of people taking on a daily basis worldwide is this formula. So there's a lot of, you know, historical use in, you know, hundreds of millions of people taking this traditional formula. Triphala just means three, and there's three specific fruits, okay, in this family class of species, and it is amla, vivitaki, and haritaki. And, you know, most people will understand amla, and they always think of amla being, you know, a high vitamin C. There's a lot of amla products now, amla smoothies and amla powder and all that stuff. But, you know, amla has a great antioxidant effect. It's a very strong, there's studies to show that it has improves the immune system function, like your natural killer cell, and it improves the lifespan, even in the rat studies, and also decreases toxicity. So just like how people take oranges or vitamin C, amla is many, much more times more potent in that natural antioxidant activity. It also has some antimicrobial, antidiarrheal, and some cholesterol-reducing benefits. The second ingredient is called vivitaki. And vivitaki has been shown also to have important aspects with effects on viruses and bacteria, also effects on cholesterol. So there's a lot more, but, you know, and then the haritaki is another agent, and that has other aspects which we've seen have positive benefits in a variety of aspects of, you know, making things like anti-spasm, so it kind of calms things. It's been shown to have immuno benefits, again, and antimicrobial benefits. But the benefit, the true benefit of Triphala, this kind of trifecta, is that it improves, it's a functional medicine. So, you know, many people think, again, functional medicine now, right, in the last 20 years is really a hot topic now. And, you know, I was certified in functional medicine. But what this does, this combination, is tri-doshic, meaning it's for everybody. It's not just for a certain body type or a certain disease. It helps balance all the body types. And more importantly, it helps digestion, assimilation, absorption, and excretion. And that's the key. So it's not just, you know, some people are like, oh, we take digestive enzymes. And some people think, oh, I'm constipated, I take a laxative. You know, this has all these balancing effects. So if someone is constipated, you know, we want to regulate the bowels. We want to have 1 to 3 bowel movements well formed every day. You know, that's what the data shows. And that's how we show in terms of lowering overall colon cancer rates, lowering blood sugar, cholesterol, all things, you know, detoxification is through the diet. But this is a balancing type of herb. So it doesn't cause people to have excess. So it's not like you're dependent on it. In fact, you can take it every day, unlike a laxative, and the body doesn't become addicted or dependent on it.
Right,
right. It's a tonification, you know?
Very well said. And you know, and by the way, and I know we've talked about this off the air, the misnomer that cholesterol causes heart disease. But anytime you hear cholesterol mentioned in terms of natural medicine, I always think liver and inflammation. This is obviously going to have a benefit on the liver and in the inflammation processes of the body, because cholesterol is a, you know, a reactive scenario other than being a precursor to vital youth hormones.
Right. And, you know, when we look at the studies, you know, it actually was reducing the LDL, the bad cholesterol. So it's very good. Obviously, you know, eating a plant-based diet is important because that's where the abundance of cholesterol comes from. But having something that's more of a daily rejuvenative tonic. You know, in America, most people are chronically constipated. Most people are taking, laxatives, you know, fiber supplements, and then also they're taking, you know, sometimes, you know, just generic magnesium to cause a little bit of regulation. But this is something that helps the regulatory mechanisms of the bowel.
Like you said. Listen, we got to take another break, and we're going to wrap up this hour with Dr. Sunil Pai. It's a great joy to have you on board today, Dr. Pai. And, again, we'll let you know how to get his book and how to reach out to him as we continue the discussion of microbiome and longevity after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you want to learn more, always we have the links in the show notes 6 days a week when we're live here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Go to robertscottbell.com. We have links to An Inflammation Nation, and that is the wonderful book that Dr. Pai has written. Also, sangevani.net, and it's sangevani.net. And, you know, we were talking about Trifola, and it's fascinating, the things you know about it, and that's something you have accessible for folks if they reach out to you through your website, or I don't know how much you wrote about, I don't recall in the book that specific thing, but I want people to get good information here.
Yeah, actually, we do have it mentioned in the book as part of the protocols that we recommend. In certain conditions and certain health conditions, we actually will say in our book, these are the things that we recommend that you take. These are the 1, 2, 3, 4, kind of the top things that you need to have. But Trifla commonly is recommended almost in every type of health condition.
Right. And once again, folks, if you're not sure how to heal the gut, you know, this is something that I've been doing for many years with homeopathy. You know, Dr. Pai also utilizes silver hydrosol in practice when needed, whether it be an antimicrobial aspect or, you know, we know the regenerative aspect. So there's a lot of crossover into many things that we find. We try to use the appropriate tools for each individual case here. And again, if you're drawn to this kind of healing work and it's evidence based, Dr. Pai is your man, and you'll probably play some good tunes when they're there.
Exactly.
So, all right. So, what else can we know as far as the things you had mentioned? 8 steps, and we only have a few minutes left, at least. But what they'll learn about
what to do in an inflammation nation.
So they'll learn about, you know, what is an anti-inflammatory diet and how to eat cleaner. A lot of people think they're eating clean, but we really investigate the food industry. We also investigate the pharmaceutical industry and also the supplement industry. So when people think about, oh, I'm taking a turmeric product or, you know, Basilari frankincense product, it's like, where's the research and what is the right form? Because, again, there's a lot of misinformation. And we actually will be recommending things that actually have human clinical studies. So it's not just, you know, conjecture or marketing. It's like, this is what you, you know, we have 65 human clinical trials on this ingredient in this form. We will be able to deliver it to you to lower the inflammation naturally. So we're all about giving natural products. And even the Trifla, like, for example, on our website at sanjivanistore.com, you know, we offer three different types of Trifla. In fact, you know, we have something called Trifla Plus, and sometimes you get organic tablets, which is great, and you have this general powder, that's great. Sometimes you can actually get it as a powder, we call it a churna, and then people can, you know, have a half a teaspoon a day with some honey, organically, that's a nice way to do it, or mix it in some water, and drink it as a beverage, you know, maybe in the evenings, on empty stomach, that will help with digestion, it helps with weight loss, it helps with, you know, remember, it's about moving things naturally, detoxifying. But also we have one that's called Trifla Plus that I take every day, and it has a fourth ingredient that is in the same family class of these other three Trifla fruits, and that's, you know, loosely called what they call it, Chancapedra, which is, a, you know, most people know as a stone breaker. It helps with kidney stones and gallstones, and we add a little bit of licorice. So these are things that help with, you know, more digestive function, so we call it Trifla Plus that's available. And also we have other things like Trifilax. So if people are truly more constipated and have a little trouble going, then we have one that has a little bit of coriander and senna in there naturally, just to have a little bit of stimulatory effect, not to be taken too long. But Trifla can be taken daily all the time. And so when we give things like, you know, as you mentioned before, like vitamin D for your immune system, you know, glucan 300 for your immune system, you know, bosmeric as the anti-inflammatory, probiotics, you know, plant-based diet, and you do all your exercise, your meditation, and all those things, and eating more organic non-GMO foods, you know, wonderful, wonderful things can happen.
Exactly. Well, this is why we got you on today, and you delivered it in a home run fashion, in my opinion, my friend, because, again, having these studies come out, which is exciting to me, that validate, you know, why we live the way we live, why we eat the way we eat, and then expanding on them in terms of, you know, the medicinal value of the plants in creation. And, you know, for most of us in the West, we may not know about Ayurveda as much. And even homeopathy, which came out of the West technically, is still kind of the lost art in healing here in the United States as well. So I know you know a lot of that, and continue to support that and integrate that. And I appreciate you so very much for being on board today.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Oh, you got it. Now, everybody, check it out. Again, we have the links to Dr. Sunil Pai. He's someone you definitely want to stay up on, keep following. And if you have friends or family members in need, he's one of the good guys helping you out to bring the power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of you. And we're going to continue our discussion into nature next hour with Roseanne Lindsay, my good friend. She's written a book called Nature of Healing, Heal the Body, Heal the Planet. And it's just so exciting to bring these folks together. Dr. Pai, I can't wait to see you soon when I head out west.
Yes, I'm looking forward to you and inviting you over to come join us for dinner.
All right, and big hugs to Maureen. And
wonderful.
Folks, as I remind you each and every hour, Dr. Pai helps me to do that this hour too, the power to heal really is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.